Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. Happy 2020! Welcome Woo! Back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. We are back after we missed you guys for a week.
Sorry.
Yeah. How were your guys' holidays, Danny, Casey?
They were good. They were I was good. Here.
Yeah.
I never really go away because my family's on Long Island.
Oh, right. So it's just right here.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was in LA for a few days. It was fun.
Yeah, that looks nice. Really great. Yeah.
It was the only time. Apparently, LA rains. It rains four times there, and it rained all four times I was there.
So that's perfect.
That was perfect. It was
nice.
I feel
like that's how I felt like both times I've been to Israel. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me with this shit?
I know.
Yeah. I'm just now convinced it's always raining in Jerusalem because.
Ooh. That actually, I would read that book.
It's always raining in Jerusalem.
It's a love story.
Well, that's like their remix.
A woman falls in love with a Palestinian.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
It's like an Israeli falls in love with a Palestinian, and then it's like that's the plot.
See, you went political. I went, a woman falls in love with a puddle because it was rain.
I went, it's always sunny in Philadelphia. So we're all living on our best.
You went to Philadelphia.
Let's all write a draft and then compare.
Here's
I'm into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll cancel
I'm into
plans.
It. Yeah. My holiday was really mellow. I had was just here and I worked on Christmas Eve. I had shows on Christmas Eve. I had shows on New Year's Eve. So it was just a very grown up.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, had a glass of wine. It was gross. Oh wait, I did have.
Was it in a shot form?
No. It was a full. It was a full glass. No, I did have what I thought was being served Bailey's. I thought I was giving myself a treat, and then it wasn't. Not only was it not Bailey's, not only was it not Carol Ann's, but it was something called Michael's or Donnelly's.
No, it was Donnelly's.
Oh, yeah. Donnelly's. I saw a thing called Michael's at BevMo the other day too, and I was just like, listen, the cream drinks are endless.
You were just drinking Bailey's out of Michael's, also, getting crap. You're like, I want an it now.
Listen, I'm not opposed to it. Half of my gifts that Robbie got me are sticker books where you make funny faces.
Wait, I love it.
Like, it was literally like a child's Christmas. Like, he gave me the Taylor Swift album in a record form, and I hugged it like I was like 12. I was like I gotta make some changes.
I think you're doing everything
so now
right.
Yes. She has one glass of wine. It's great, you're doing great
now.
So
I
far
have, yeah now we have yeah. We well unless you count a couple nights ago when I had two bottles, so but whatever, it's everybody's fine, we're
whatever,
all fine.
As long as you're pouring it into a glass first,
that's
fine.
All that matters.
Listen, yeah. Don't well, stop like, me from
oh
a good time.
My God. Yeah. I cannot
make you guys take
just
Pinot Grigio shots at my wedding. Don't you?
Oh, I'm
hell
so
yeah.
Ready
don't
for that.
We're also giving a speech. It's going to be a roast.
You have to the night before. It's roast and toasts.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, the night before we're having a barbecue and
that
a talent show.
Wait, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
So it's called roast, toast, and s'mores. So
oh my God, obsessed. Yes. Okay, cool.
Into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I forgot your invitation today, along with my phone. So I apologize.
I also forgot your bag. So
oh yeah, I forgot I gave you that.
What'd you forget? Oh, you forgot.
What did I forget? I don't know, my dignity.
You can find it somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, somewhere.
We'll get it.
Somewhere.
Yeah, we'll get it.
It's probably on 12th Street. Yeah. Is that a street? Who knows?
Might be back in Astoria that we don't know. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely in Astoria somewhere. It's cool. I'll find
somewhere.
It later.
Okay. Good luck.
But before we get into the show, we have some fun announcements coming from Betches HQ.
Ooh,
first
HQ.
Off, yeah, it's okay. Fun stuff. First off, we launched a new Betches Travel Instagram, so be sure to follow
it.
That.
I know.
Yeah, it's at Betches Travel. It's really fun. We give you like travel guides. We give you actually important info on shit, like I don't know what bars are like expensive if you're going to this place.
That's
how
actually,
do you not get
I've always
scammed.
Wanted something like that, or I wanted to call like, was it worth it, like to when you, because it's all those things that people say you're supposed to go see when you travel.
It's never worth it.
Like some of them,
yeah,
but also it's like the holes in the wall sometimes are fun, or the stuff like, yeah, if you're getting scammed, like I always want to know the taxi rules whenever I travel.
The taxis, yeah,
because they're all kind of scammy, but it's but it's also
and just like
yeah.
etiquettes of cities. Yeah,
etiquette tipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So follow that Betches Travel on Instagram. It's just at Betches Travel. We're also rebranding the Betch Slap podcast. This week we relaunched the show as at Betches. It's really fun. Kind of the same gist where we're gonna talk about pop culture,
but
it's gonna feature a rotating cast of Betches characters, just people from the office, basically that you love. Talk about pop culture and like whatever's going on at the office. Give you guys an inside look. This week I'm on it with Dylan Hafer, assistant editor, head of Bravo by Betches, and also
so
Kay York City, aka Kay Brown, who hosts the Bachelor podcast.
Nice.
So
good
listen,
crew.
Yeah, it's fun. Funny at Betches.
Crew. Good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good times. And also the Bachelor podcast is back with weekly recaps of the brand new season of The Bachelor. You'll love it. It's not too late also to join the Bachelor Skitty Pop Fantasy game. Just subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and go to Betches.com. We have info about the fantasy game.
I love it.
I want to play.
I decided that I'm getting into The Bachelor this season.
Okay. I still have to catch up. I was traveling yesterday, so I couldn't
see it. I say it every year, but then I'm like, ugh, why is this 3 hours and I give up?
It's only 3 hours the first night and like the last night.
I know, but then it's 2 hours and I'm like, that's still too much TV.
What else are we doing?
Yeah, but you fast forward to
the commercials. I'm mentally preparing for Vanderpump Rules, even though it's a different night now.
Did you not watch it yet?
I did watch it.
Oh, thank God.
But I'm like, it's a different night now, so I can't even blame it on a conflict, which I was doing for
I can't
like
do anything
years.
Because then it's like New Jersey and when I don't have a life anymore. I just watch people yell at each other, which I guess is a life in itself.
I love
it's
that.
It's fun. It kind of takes the anger out of your own life.
I know.
I'm
right?
like, oh, okay. I feel calm now that I just watched
it.
That
is
happen.
Nice to have a reason to like drink wine on a Monday too. Especially because
yes.
with Weight Watchers.
You need
Watchers,
a reason?
Well, because both me and Sarah were trying to diet.
I do too. I have to get into a satin gown.
Wait, join Weight Watchers with
join
us.
Weight Watchers because that's what we're doing.
You guys are doing Weight Watchers?
Literally doing Weight Watchers.
Okay,
if anyone else is doing Weight Watchers, yeah, hit us up.
Add us.
Yeah. I
don't know what that does, but like I have two followers and one's Danny and one is my other friend.
Yeah. That's so funny. I was just going to do that thing where like I diet Monday through Saturday and then Sunday I eat whatever I want and shit my brains out.
I mean, that's what I do normally.
The Last Supper diet.
Yeah. The minute I put sugar and carbs back in my body, my body's like, what?
Oh, yeah. And then when you drink, my body the next day is like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so before we start this episode, I have like a super secret serial killer story from Hinge. Pretty quick.
Ooh.
Sarah.
Okay, so I...
Luffy.
That's me.
Love it.
Okay, I want you guys to tell me if this is a super secret serial killer trait so far. So I go on Hinge. Basically, this guy asks me for coffee. I was in a good mood, aka I was drunk. I was like, sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'm free tomorrow, Monday. Why? I don't know.
Monday? Okay.
Which, yes, means I was drunk on a Sunday for all those who follow. He was like, okay, great. How about 10 a.m. at this place?
No. What? A 10 a.m. Monday date?
Yeah.
Wait, did you have work the next day?
Of course I did.
What?
Okay. Well, I mean, is this like, was he still on break from his job or does he have a regular job or
is he
have regular hours?
Okay. I'm
is he
pretty
a comedian?
Sure he's not in college.
Don't date him.
Yeah.
Right? I don't remember
does
what
he do
his
improv,
job was.
Sarah, I taught you.
Don't get caught.
But I definitely thought, I think coffee date is like borderline serial killer-y, but then at 10 a.m. on a Monday, I'm like, maybe he's not a serial killer. Maybe he's just unemployed.
I guess that's a, you know what though? That's a fair question to ask. Just be like, hey, 10 a.m. just leads me to ask the question, like, are you unemployed or do you murder for sport?
Right? Yeah.
You know, like,
what does this job get you ready for the day for?
Check which box you most identify with.
So then I was like, I can't do that. I work 9 to 5. And he was like, okay, after work then, how about a bar? How's Williamsburg? And I was like,
ooh, that's a
you
pivot.
Really do not work. Like, what's going on? You're free all day Monday? Like, it's not Martin Luther King Day. It's just a regular day.
Maybe that's his day off, though.
Yeah, well, because I'm off Monday.
I have questions.
Oh, you're right. I should have just followed up, but I was like,
I'm like, was it me?
I was like, were you going on a date with Danny?
Oh, yeah.
I would not.
I wish. We'd have a great time.
We'd have so much fun in Williamsburg. 5 p.m. a bar. God bless.
Yep. God bless. We start at like coffee at 10 a.m. and then be like, oh, we'd mix the Baileys in the coffee and then it would just go
we'd
from
make
there.
Some Carolans.
Get some Carolans. By the way, loved your holiday shots of Carolans. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah,
those
please.
We're drinking it up.
Please do that. Please do the Carolans challenge at NATC5.
Although I will say on New Year's Eve when we put up those slides and it was like, are you a Sarah? Sarah had the White Claw. I had the Donleys or whatever.
You were the Black Donleys.
And you had the red wine. everybody was drinking red wine.
It was wine time.
I was like, are you guys all? And everybody was like, we're Danny's.
Yeah.
Like, everybody
was wine time. I feel like everyone was in because I was just like DMing with everyone. I'm like, what is Lucy Hale doing? And I'm like, I'm so happy no one is
out. You were so funny. You were so on the messages on New Year's Eve. You were just like responding to everything. I loved that.
I'm like, Lucy, what are, guys, why is she here? What's happening? Yeah.
Oh, Lucy Hale on the thing. Did you guys see just Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen just getting wasted on TV? Wasted.
Love it. That was love them.
Funny. Love him. Love them together. So what did you end up making plans with this guy or what? What's happening?
I seriously just saw that, got too overwhelmed and just unmatched really? On the app. That was so bad.
Ooh, because I think it could have been it. Was he cute?
So the other part was that I went back to his profile and I don't remember what his answers were, but I remember rereading them and being like, oh, this guy is kind of weird.
You. Yeah.
Wow. I was like, this is all too much, coupled with like the random dates at weird times. Yeah. And I was just kind of like, all right, I'm just going to quietly fade into the night.
Well, yeah, because I feel like you don't go on a date before noon. At least.
I think that's, yeah.
Unless it's from like you slept over the night before and he's like, let's go to breakfast. And
right,
you're
not
like,
a first
oh,
date.
We're married. Yeah. You know? You're like, oh, the one.
You're still the one.
I have
one
no idea what that's like.
Still the one. You'll get there.
You'll get there. Wait, and also, because shout out to, because you did a podcast all about that, right?
But I did. I did. Girls Gotta Eat. Yeah, I did. Girls Gotta Eat. I talked all about my relationship. Mm. Probably talked too much about it.
Wait, I want to listen to it now.
Yeah, it was. It was. It, there's a lot of details in there.
Ooh.
But it was so fun. Those girls were so nice in there, and the people, their listeners are only second to you guys.
Oh,
only second
oh my
to
gosh.
not you two. I mean, our listeners.
Duh.
And you two.
Our Hillary Duffers are on.
Our Hillary Duffers and our little murder squad is so, so deep and so
Wait,
tight.
Wait, speaking of
you.
Hillary Duffers, we did have one listener. What was their name?
AJ?
AJ, that's what I thought.
Oh, AJ's the best.
Who brought so a few good. Friends to the live show, first of all. Tickets are still on sale, but they're going fast.
They're
and I'm really
out.
Not just saying that.
No,
so,
no. Yeah.
If you want to come to our live show, January 24th. I almost said July.
How much is it? How many people did the venue hold?
It holds like under 100 or 100 or so. So it's
okay,
almost
and
at
so
capacity.
We're almost at capacity.
Yeah, we're almost sold out. So buy the tickets.
I cannot
can't wait to
wait.
See you guys.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you. I'm pretty sure we have a link in our bio on the Instagram.
I have a link in my bio.
I have a link in my bio.
Yeah, we all got links.
But I mean on the podcast Instagram. I think if you tap the link in bio, I think you'll be able
to
find
it?
The
okay,
show.
Yeah.
If not, there are ways to find it. Honestly, just Google it.
Well, that's what,
that's what I do all the time to send the link to people.
I forget who. Someone was like, oh, can we drink wine after? I was like, that's what we're going to be
that's
doing.
That's what we're all doing.
Before,
you're all invited.
During and after.
If you guys don't think that we're lining up Pinot Grigio shots for the whole fucking audience, you got another thing coming.
Like, we're going to get kicked out together by Union Hall. They're going to have to close up shop.
We're going to set it up. I'm going to make a call first. I'm going to be like, do you have a bunch of plastic shots?
We're going to show up and be like,
just buy like two bottles and then we just do that.
Yeah, we're going to be like, we'll have 100 Pinot Grigio shots. They'll be like, what are you talking about?
Listen. It's a thing. It's a lifestyle, and it's and it's what we're doing.
But it's such a fun night, and it's at 7:30, so you can even like it's a perfect pregame for the night.
Literally perfect. I'm so pumped.
Truly, and it's a Friday.
It's Friday.
It's fucking.
You have no excuse.
Yeah, there's people coming. There's somebody coming from Texas.
Yeah,
Texas?
And Virginia.
And Virginia. So,
like we said, show us your boarding
pass.
So
if you're from Westchester,
we love you guys.
Come on,
get on that train.
And it's like at the end of if you're doing a dry January, it's basically the end of dry January.
Ooh, it's basically the end of dry January.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's so soon. We should,
I know.
Yep.
Yep.
We should think about what we want to do.
I know.
Just kidding. We know.
No, we know.
We have
plans
you guys.
Betches HQ has plans.
Yeah.
We do have plans.
Coming out of Betches HQ, it's a plan for the live show. We're going to do it, guys.
We're going to do it. Also, we got some really good listener stories, which we don't often get.
But we welcome.
We welcome. Oh, yeah. And I kind of want more.
We want more. So we got these on the Facebook group.
We want your scams
and
crimes.
Post it on the Facebook group. Not another true crime group if you want. You can also email us, natc@betches.com. Send us a DM, natcpod on Instagram. If you have been involved in a scam, if you, I don't know, committed a crime.
Like true crime adjacent-y type thing.
Anything like that. Multi-level marketing, whatever. Send it to us.
Yeah.
Today's story is from Anna, one of our listeners, who basically just like became her own fucking detective.
Love
it. Yeah, because she posted this on the Facebook group.
She posted this on the Facebook group. Okay, I'm just going to read the story. Yesterday, I woke up to 5 missed calls from my brother and a frantic text to call him when I saw it. So I did. Long story short, he was being extorted by someone on Instagram that he sent his nudes to and after he had already paid them off. So instantly, I went into crime solving mode and I told him I'd help him, but he couldn't shell out any more money. We took screenshots of everything. We had Venmo usernames, phone numbers. We got the accounts that were being used shut down. But that wasn't enough for me. I had to make sure that whoever these people were wouldn't be able to hurt someone else like this. So we called the phone number. This is where it gets interesting. I'm smart enough to know that I couldn't use my own phone number as it's tied to my social accounts. And I didn't want to use my brother's. So I used my 13-year-old sister's phone. Interesting. While the guy didn't answer the phone, he's
well played.
I know. He decided to start texting my sister and promised to send her news if she would let her... if she would let him use her phone number to create a Tinder account.
I mean, ew.
What?
Presumably so he can scam more people. And with that, we took it to the actual police. While the area code is different from that of where we live, police officers acted fast. Since a child, (parentheses) my sister was involved, and we managed to get it in front of police in his jurisdiction. And she said, I'm not sure what will come from this, but we'll definitely keep everyone updated. There was an update later in the group.
Yeah.
That... I guess this guy has done this a lot. So I think they said the FBI was involved.
Wow.
She literally called the FBI.
I love that.
This girl is amazing.
Because it reminds me, what was that? What's that show where they, To Catch a Predator?
Yeah.
She literally.
And it was so weird that she was like, oh, I'm going to use this. I'm going to use my 13-year-old sister's phone. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't know why you would do that, though, because I'm like, you just implicated your sister in a scam. I would just make a Google voice number. But it ended up being really smart.
I don't know. I didn't even know. Does anybody else Google shocked it. That the FBI just has a phone number?
Yeah. Have like, you
know?
A, yeah,
like
I don't
called
know.
The FBI. Are they on? Are they just on 411?
Yeah, what's that? Yeah.
I know it's kind of weird.
You
I've
DM
never
them.
Like,
hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
you don't
FBI,
think
hey,
I got
boss.
A
scandy
yeah. scan for you? Yeah, I know. You don't think you can call the police unless you're in an emergency and you need like assistance? But you can. You could just be like, hey, this crime is happening.
Yeah, there's something.
You just like let them know. I guess.
Yeah,
oh, that's so sad too. Like, sending like. Like someone getting extorted for their nudes. That just
pretty,
no.
Yeah,
but
pretty
then
bad.
The guy uses his nudes to
that's
also
what,
extort.
Two like, nudes don't make a right. They don't, let me tell you that much.
Okay, now we have
that
to get tattoos.
Reminds, yes.
Now we have to get tattoos that say that. Thanks a lot.
We'll do it at the live show. Is anyone a tattoo artist?
Oh, God.
If you're Let's a tattoo artist and want a tattoo, two nudes don't make a right on all of our lower backs. Please
I'm getting it on my butt cheek. I don't know about you guys.
All right. All right. Well, if you want to be sexy about it.
Okay. The guy listening, he's like, coffee at 10?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oops.
You moon everyone on your dates. You're like, what do you think of this first?
Yeah. No, it's just perfect because then when you send the nudes, it's very meta. This is my thought process.
It is very
David,
meta.
It's very
right?
meta. I'm like, you don't send lower backs as your nudes. I've been doing it wrong.
It's the sexiest part right. of the human body.
Right. Danny has a great lower
tail.
Yeah, the tail.
The tail.
The tail. The tailbone. Do you guys know, you want to know something crazy that, do you guys know that we're actually growing horns because of our phones?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, no,
so
I heard about
because
that.
Of, oh, sorry, you can't, I realize I'm on a podcast and nobody can see me, but imagine you're looking at your phone and your head is down. So that bone right here, like behind your neck.
Yeah.
Like I'm people are now. Eventually going to be, those are growing into like little like. Back horns.
Can I say?
I'm good.
What I'm like, that'd
so
be a nice place to put my
posture.
Keys.
In your horn?
Yeah.
You want a horn? You
what
want a key horn?
Well, if it's like this, I'll just put my keys there so I don't lose it. How
you
many times
can't,
do
it's not going to be like skinny enough for a
I'll
key thing. It's
surgery.
A fucking bone horn.
Yeah.
No, that's, it could no, be a hook. Why not dream big?
No, that's what my friend was, my friend's husband was saying that he was like, literally, if I was. Could predict anything, I would have learned how to do the surgery to take off these horns because that's going to be.
Such a
new plastic surgery.
I mean, how long are we talking in the future? Because like, are we really even gonna make it long enough for this adaptation to happen?
I think it's starting. I think I've seen some horny kids.
That's like the thing where it's like the fingers, like how like this dents down because of how long we hold our phones. The huh? If you go to your pinky
he's
fingers,
pointing to his pinkies,
your pinky fingers, and you look at it just straight on, you see that it's they start like it kind of like rolls in, and apparently that's because of how we hold our phones.
What the hell? Look
interesting.
At that one.
Right?
How does that make sense, though? I haven't had a phone for that long in my life.
But if you're just like that, it's because it's like how many hours a day you hold your phone.
Yeah, I get screen time notifications, apparently, and it was like, your screen time is down to 6.5 hours. And I was like,
I know.
Oh, really?
I had to put an Instagram limit on myself, and it's too high.
My favorite is when the screen time number comes in, the amount from my budget app of how much I spent that week comes in, and my Weight Watchers time to weigh in comes in.
Oh, my God.
All at once. And
that's
I'm just
an attack.
Like,
Danny, that is
an
attack.
That's an attack.
You know what I'll tell you? My screen time is down because I don't want to look at it anymore. It's 2 minutes.
Love it.
Pause. Yeah.
All right, so let's get into the show.
I know, without further ado, without you little further, creeps.
Yeah,
you everybody all asked wanted for
it.
This.
None of us None wanted of us it. Wanted
we this. Did not ask for this punishment.
No. But, daylight.
But don't ever say we didn't do anything for you guys.
Through this. Yeah, to we're not singing. Vomit.
I don't want a memory of this. Oh okay, of course. Sorry, Sarah. Of course, we're talking about Don't Fuck with Cats.
Yep.
Which is the documentary of the fucking century. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I actually would say the only reason why I'm glad I knew about the case before I watched it. I think I would have felt Ooh. As sick as everybody else. Like, as I listen, there's a really in-depth two-part Sword and Scale episode about Luca Magnotta. And it was, so I'd kind of been briefed, like I kind of knew, but it was still really, really hard to see the clips of the video.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't watched Don't Fuck with Cats, is a Netflix documentary about this guy, Luca Magnotta, who was convicted of killing a like Chinese student. And
foreign exchange
student.
Yeah.
Foreign exchange student. Yeah. I thought he was Chinese. Maybe not.
I think he was, yeah.
I think he is, yeah.
And it was like this, apparently, although I missed it, this happened in 2010. It was like this huge internet sensation.
I missed
this too. Went viral, allegedly, in Canada, though. So like,
and Las Vegas.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like this huge internet thing. All these people. Basically, he was found because he was initially posting videos on the internet.
He wanted to be famous.
Where he was torturing cats.
Yeah.
Then this Facebook group popped up to be like, let's find this guy, because the number one rule of the internet is you don't fuck with cats. So they tried to find him and sort of succeeded. We'll kind of discuss that later.
Yeah.
And then basically it was just this huge sensation in Canada, because I guess people don't get brutally murdered in Canada that much. People were fucking shocked. And,
I mean, except for everybody that Paul and Carla killed.
Yeah, well, that's like, because, and it's so interesting that they came up in this case, even like,
yes,
like
that
tangentially.
Tie-in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tie-in
so,
is wild.
So then the documentary is just like talking about this murder, talking about interviewing the people who were in this Facebook group that semi maybe helped bring him to justice. And then like the aftermath, they interviewed his mom.
Yeah.
And so basically that's like a summary if you didn't watch it. But
yeah,
we didn't really do it justice. I would highly recommend you watch it, or
it's
at least Google the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and also just get
Maybe Google before you watch, so that it's not a show. Because it's
not for the faint of heart.
It's gruesome. It involves like dismembering. It involves torturing animals. Like, there's a lot of fucking factors that could be triggers for people. And so and definitely.
That's
check
kind
it
of
out.
My interesting thing too. I feel like, because we watch, obviously, and everyone listening watches so many true crime documentaries, it's so weird how this
to have
one, because
one that one actually is like
too gruesome, and like with the, because it's an
gruesome,
animal. I mean, they're all gruesome.
I guess I'm wondering. So I do want to talk about that, because people are saying that this is really the most graphic true crime documentary out there. Do you guys really think that? If so, what do you think makes this one the worst one?
I mean, I think, well, first off, I think, I think people are very sensitive to torturing of animals, which is wild. That's why it had this reaction over, maybe we just see murder or we hear about that kind of stuff so much. Not that we're desensitized, but maybe it just does become this thing where it's like, okay, he murdered somebody. We kind of expected that. But you don't expect somebody to have a fucking snake eat a kitten. You don't expect somebody to put kittens in a bag. So that's so shocking. And I will say, in the Sword and Scale episode, I know I texted you guys about this, but like, Luca Magnotta, before he was doing this, he was like, there's this whole like dark web, like he was watching these Russians that kind of did the same things that would like step on puppy heads and like do things like that. And I thought before, I know that this documentary seems like he kind of was baiting the Facebook group, and that's why we're saying like either the Facebook group maybe helped, maybe also kind of like egged him on. But I think he was also trying to get the, and I may be speaking completely out of my fucking ass because I listened to this podcast a little while ago, but I thought he was also trying to get the attention of like he was kind of following suit. Like, he kind of wanted to be one of these fucking dark web creepers.
Mastermind.
Like the people that he was watching. Cause there was this group of Russian teens that I think they also killed the person, but I think that they were doing animal torture as well, which is, I mean, know, if you're what's it called, wandering over to that side of the world, it's
well, because it is like the everyone's it's like good. The first sign of a serial killer too.
Absolutely.
And I think it's that weird, I don't know where it's sort of the situation, I feel like it comes with that, like babies and animals, because I'm just like, they're so they don't know what's going on, they're helpless. They can't do anything. So obviously every, like, any murder that we see is so awful and gruesome, but I feel like those ones kind of have an added element to that of them being so helpless and just like, not knowing and confusing and didn't have a chance to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that this reputation is a little bit overblown because I think it's like, it's no worse than any other gruesome, like, even like Lacey Peterson, like, she was fucking pregnant, dismembered. Yeah. Like, that to me is, that to me is like worse and even more graphic. Right. I think it's because, like, the animal element. And people just like get
and
so
and also because they had the social clips media too. Because that's the thing. Too. All the other ones, like for Lacey Peterson, we didn't see.
Yeah,
we were getting a retelling of the story, but this one they were able to insert clips. And I think almost because and I'm so happy they didn't include the ending to a lot of the videos. Mm. But because of that, my mind
you couldn't
just,
you could not do that.
But my mind then would just wander, being like, it has you spiraling.
Those
more,
videos are still on the internet.
That's disgusting.
And guarantee that. I mean. Because I think we do seek kind of like this. I guarantee there's people that watch that video, that documentary, were disgusted and
Google that
and found the real videos and watched it just for out of pure curiosity, and no fault, you know, if you did. No, but it is crazy that these are things that
in your head
happen
that,
on the internet. Like, it's the Wild West. Like, the internet
really is
can be really.
Well, I did want to talk about this animal angle because I mean this is the whole premise of the documentary, right? It's kind of like. People have this attitude where it's like, do whatever you want to humans, but don't fuck with animals. Like, what is the deal with this attitude?
Well, it's so funny too. Like, they're eating a chicken finger, being like, "Do not! I don't want to see a cat get hurt." You're like,
"Yeah,
you know what I mean?" It's interesting.
It is really interesting that they called the documentary "Don't Fuck with Cats," obviously because that was a quote from
it's body a great quote.
Body,
her real name was like Deanna. What was the deal with that?
She looked like a Deanna. It was probably because
she was like on the internet. You can be anybody.
So she was.
Yeah, I guess moving. I just wanted to ask, like, which hit harder, the cat? Because for some people, they were like, "The cats just got me." Like, which hit harder for you guys, the cats or the murder?
You know what's so fun? They creep me out equally because it's like it's like the fact because he also had sex with the dead body, which is one of the more grosser things that I've come across in my life.
True.
And so it just it all seems like it all went together. So like I feel like it's the whole body of work. Like it's not like. Like, I don't see them as two different incidents. It just feels like a ramp up. So it feels they both kind of hit me. They both creep me out the same way.
And I don't. Oh, that's interesting. I was surprised, too, that they showed this at the end with the exchange student who was killed. Like, his funeral, that hit me hard, too, because I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then when, his friend was talking about, he was like, in Chinese culture, that's the son who's supposed to take care of the parents when they're older. Then you just see these old parents. I was just like, oh,
no, the whole thing. I feel so bad for his family. Like, just
because he moved to Canada.
I feel bad for the family, but I just feel creeped out by the whole case. As a whole.
I remember people were posting in the group, like, watching this gave me nightmares. I will say it probably gave me some nightmares, but again, not about the cats. It was really just about this totally gruesome dismemberment and just being dumped in a suitcase, having your body parts like mailed to random government officials. I guess for me, I'm like the cats part is like a blip in this radar almost to me. I'm like this is like so not even the biggest issue. I don't know, but there are people out there who are like,
well, it's almost interesting.
Care about animals more than people.
It's almost interesting. I feel like that is me. It's almost interesting too. I feel like Netflix only promoted this as a documentary about a cat killer too.
Yeah, which is really bad. It's like you're burying the lead, guys. Like, people need to know what they're getting in for.
Everybody kept being like, have you seen the cat killer documentary?
And it's like he killed a person.
He's an actual killer.
And even his friend was like, I hate that Luca is the more like the person at the center of the story. When I lost my friend and he's getting
June,
no justice.
Right? June. Was his name June?
I'm June Lin, you got it. I'm so glad you brought that up because fucking even Netflix, I thought they were being like total assholes because in this, his whole entire point, the friend's entire point was like, yeah, my friend got brutally murdered.
And this is just a case about this fucking
and
guy.
And he's a footnote in this case about Luca. Even that quote itself was a footnote in a documentary that was all about Luca. I was like, honestly, Netflix, fuck you for this. Like, you suck.
Yeah, that was just a
total slap in the face.
It just felt very, that kind of gave me a grimy feeling with it. I did like that it was, because even like the first part of the documentary, there was no mention of the murder, just the cats.
Well, I mean, I think that's also just a storytelling technique to kind of, again, ramp up and do this thing so that you're, you know, because if you didn't know about the case and you thought, it was just, okay, he did this to cats. And then you were like, fuck, you saw that last thing where he was also putting body parts in suitcases and bags. That like that's a pretty like
right.
You don't see. I think sparingly, but I guess from you like don't a, start with that.
Right. I get why, because I didn't know anything about this guy and yeah. I purposely didn't Google him.
Yeah, didn't
so
either.
It was like the suspense was crazy.
Yep.
But when you think about the fact that this was an actual person who was brutally like murdered for no reason, yeah. innocently, it's like. You honestly kind of suck for making yeah. an entire 3-part documentary about the psychopath who murdered him.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm wondering, but here's then that thing that like you say for like no reason, but do we think that he murdered that guy as part of this whole like trying to get caught and because he was
I just mean was, no was good baiting. Reason. Yeah.
No, well, no, no was, good reason. Yes, for life, but like do you think his reasoning was for this whole, because throughout the thing, this guy wanted to be famous. He wanted, well, he wanted to be infamous, I think. Yeah. He wanted yeah. this whole wanted thing. Any,
yeah. Modeling and, didn't and pan
so,
out.
Yeah, and so, psycho. And he didn't get on a reality show. But like, because he was the one, he was sending the videos that he made himself to this Facebook yes. group.
Here's the other thing that I think was so glossed over that I want to talk about for like 17 years. Okay, I don't think that the Facebook group, like the they gloss over the fact that someone sent them the name of who to look for. Like, they were just looking in this sea of people that's, like, I don't know, however many yeah. billion people are in the world. And yeah. they just got a message that was, like, you're looking for Luca Magnotta.
That's right.
Without that name, they would have never had anything. And don't you guys think that Luca sent them his name?
Absolutely.
From, like, a sock puppet? Yeah. Okay, thank you. But they totally gloss over it and they make it yeah. seem like, oh, we just had this big break in the case. It's like, no, he sent... Like, don't you like guys think
he like, revealed
and
himself?
And then we found out. And I'm yeah. like, body, what? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you didn't find out. Like, I'm pretty sure he told you who he was so yeah. that you could chase him and he could play this game. Right? It's yes. totally yeah. glossed over.
Yeah.
It's and that's what I thought was interesting, too, that they were like, oh, did we or were we the reason he kept on going? And it's like, you can never assume that... this or that, but it is a thing where I'm like, I feel like he was definitely dropping a lot of breadcrumbs for them.
Well, yeah, and because they were actively like
pursuing
he was getting the fame that like, he wanted in this yeah. weird corner of Facebook.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. Do you think that they fed each other? Do you think that had they not, like this video would have just existed grossly on the internet? Had the people not like sought him out, it might have just been a one-time thing, or mm-hmm. do you think it would have like yeah what do you guys think? I'm so on the fence with this.
I know.
I think that him killing a person was inevitable, if anything that yeah. they maybe just sped up the process to its inevitable conclusion.
Really?
And they yes yeah, because I feel like it was the key. Obviously, you don't, if you want attention, there's ways you would do it, a lot of ways you would do it before you turn to murder and animal abuse. So I feel like that was the way that his mind is, so that wasn't give or take with the internet, but because of he had attention, that's the way. I feel like that's why he was like putting it online, making it, being like, oh, I'm making a movie now because now I have these fans, so I'm gonna literally be Basic Instinct.
But I feel like yeah. even if this group wasn't hounding him,
he would have
like, he would have probably still killed someone anyway, because he'd be like, I'm not getting the attention I want, I need to up the ante.
Yeah,
well, I just think he did it maybe sooner than he might have because he had an audience. Who knows?
Well, like,
I
mean, even that's from true. Because like for years before even he started to get so much attention, he was doing the fake abuse mail into that lawyer.
Oh wait, I totally forgot about
the
that.
Woody, the guy who
he yeah, said no, was he like, was making his own narrative.
Yeah,
it's, like, I mean, that's truly a psychopath.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like lying, like that's like covering his tracks before so that I, he that can was, kind of like create joke. This narrative.
I thought that part was so insane, and I like jaw dropped to me, like the parallels of the life that he made for himself in Basic Instinct.
Okay, yeah, yeah, but do bro. You think he like hit him? Do you think he like did this himself? Because also remember. Again, another thing that they fucking glossed over and they never talked about, who's the other hand in the one video with one of the cats? There is a thing when they were like, oh, introducing Manny and all this stuff. I mean, obviously, I don't think Manny is fucking real.
But no, there were
but
those
who
hands.
Was there was another set of hands petting a cat in one of the fucking videos where they were about to go. Who?
He could. I think he could have had like a creepy murder like accomplice slash friend, but I don't think that he was... coerced into doing this.
No, but I'm also wondering, but who is
because like that person could
watch
have had
that
it, like, yeah. I mean I think he, like just like people on the internet would watch it, he could have like went on Craigslist, found someone in real life
or yeah who was into, or I was that too, if he was like shit. On drugs just like and had a friend who was like in the similar vibe, just like let's get like I'm doing this, let's get high and do this type of thing.
Because yeah, that the other maybe the other because that's yeah. a that was a creepy.
And it's interesting too that the, like his family knew about.
Oh my god, the fucking mom!
The mom, and then she was just like, And like, she doesn't go forward with anything. And she was just like, he was like, Manny will kill. Because
the mom really believes that he was being orchestrated by. Yeah, but I know. I feel so bad for her. She's so delusional.
She's so deep in denial. Because my thing. And she doesn't want to accept that her. First of all, I'm like, your son did a brutal murder and they don't talk. They've never talked about it. Like, she admits that she's never asked him about this murder that he literally committed.
And she was just like, Manny had to get the VHS tape.
Yeah. But then also, I'm just like, you knew that your son was in trouble. Like, you knew that he was escorting to like subsist, and you knew that he was involved in this with this allegedly bad character. Like, where the fuck were you? Like, what? Like, only now you want to try to step in and do damage control? And that's like, my what weird the thing fuck? Too,
where she's like, oh well, I couldn't go to the police because he said Manny would kill him. I'm like, well, if you go to the police, they can help him, and you don't have, Manny doesn't have to know.
No, everybody was feeding, but I mean, his mom clearly has
she seemed a little
has some issues of her own. You know, if you can, but also I think you know, there's a certain amount of delusion that you're like, I don't want to believe that my son did this, but also the mom seemed a little kind of like,
I understand it. I just don't really have sympathy.
He moved alone at 16 to Toronto. I was like,
to be a prostitute. Yeah, yeah,
exactly. It's like, there was not a good home life there, clearly. No, so how are you really going to go on a documentary now to try, like, fuck you. Like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know, man. Yeah. The mom part was very hard to watch.
I was like screaming at my TV.
I know you were texting. You were like, this mom.
I was like, this bitch, like texting Casey.
Sarah was like
caps.
Going on rants about it. And she's like, okay, done. She's like, but seriously?
Yeah, I was like, but I just think it's funny how.
Yeah, no, the mom part was both infuriating and sad. But like, you're right. Yeah, like, it's hard to have sympathy for a woman that you're just like, buddy, open your eyes.
I know.
But clearly, maybe she's got something.
Open your eyes, but also you probably contributed to this in some way.
But I wonder if there's just kind of like a ladder of bad tools being given down through generations.
Also, like the photos that they took together, I'm kind of like, what is this like Little Edie Big Edie situation going on?
Did they mention anything about his dad? Little Edie Big Edie.
They didn't. I don't.
So this is also a thing that we always talk about with the serial killers. Like, there's the animals. There's usually like some childhood abuse.
Yeah.
And like some issue with one parent.
Yeah.
There's
or like lack of parent.
Or like a missing parent. It's interesting. Yeah. There's often these common factors.
So stay together for your kids just so they don't kill anyone.
Yeah.
You know who I did?
Or just don't abuse your kids.
Yeah.
Easy.
Try your hardest.
You know what? I don't know if it, I feel like they actually had their own show, but you know who I could watch for hours? Rescue Inc. Those guys were awesome.
Oh yeah,
I've never seen
those guys that were like, so we found out about like the big topped up hard guys that were like,
we're gonna get those guys
those guys from like Long Island of those Canada guys,
I know.
I found my type. I was just literally, I was like, this is doing it for me.
I'm not gonna lie, Rescue Inc. sounds like a reality show on TLC, and I really thought it was. I don't watch that show.
It sounds, but Rescue Inc. also sounds like they'd save you from getting bad tattoos.
Yeah,
like, it's a little like double whammy. Don't make it right.
Honestly, let's get a spin-off.
Yeah.
Let's do
but
it.
But no, that was kind of funny. It's almost like, that was almost, I mean, comic relief is the bad word to say for
but
it.
You
but
you needed it a little
But
space.
Like, it was an interesting part of, those guys were kind of fun to watch in this dark documentary.
Dark.
But we all agree that we don't think Manny is, I mean, like, how crazy is it to draw those, like, when you look at it, linearly.
Burglary. I will never get over that. I'm sorry.
The burglary. Burglary just sounds romantic. So linearly. When you look at the comparisons between what he was saying and Basic Instinct, it is crazy that used this, like, where if like anybody with half a brain that had seen it, like, you know, you'd be like, what's this guy's doing? Basic Instinct. Like, it's not like it's fucking.
You're
like,
Sharon Stoney.
That part was chilling. Because he'd used just a screwdriver, right? But he tried to make it look like an ice pick. Like, that's full blown crazy.
That is crazy. Also just white, buy an ice pick on
with
Amazon.
With the white, like, or like
there's no Amazon in 2010.
Yeah.
Are you 14? Sure?
Wait, there was.
I think it was still books. Wasn't it still books then?
I don't know.
Also, I feel like that detective, like,
I think it's ice picks.
She was a little behind the I feel like she was like, well, then I found a screwdriver. I'm like, what is she doing here?
Yeah, I'm like, lady, we're 10 steps ahead. Go with it.
That's why she's like, so I found this video of a cat. I'm like, girl, what's going on?
I'm like, Facebook is ahead of you. But what's going on?
It was so weird when he did the little, like, can I have a cigarette, leg crossed? I was like, oh,
oh, when they showed it, when they showed it, that's like what I'm saying. When you show it
side by side,
side by side, it's just too, it is where you just go, oh yeah, there's definitely not another puppet master. There's and nothing happening here.
When he was telling the lawyer that he looked like Woody Harrelson or,
Michael Douglas,
Woody Harrelson. I watched the other stuff.
Like, what a weird movie to be obsessed with. Have you guys seen Basic Instinct?
I have, yeah.
It was like kid.
No, I
remember
I
it was like porn. It was like one of those movies that you're like, ooh, I shouldn't be watching this. There's titties in it. You know, like I remember.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like with Titanic too when that came out.
Titanic, but with an ice
but this was but, no, this, but was, this one was like this one sex. Had like se- like
oh, really?
There was like yeah there's fog in Titanic, but this was full on like this was. Humping, like you're like they might actually be fucking.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a pretty.
It's like that and Eyes Wide Shut.
That and even though Sharon Stone also did Sliver, which is also just straight fucking.
Sharon Stone gets it. She's single. She wants to get on Bumble.
Oh, that's right.
She I feel like Sharon Stone should at least be on Raya.
I know. Or get she should
like,
just
like what are you no, doing she on got Bumble, kicked girl? Off.
I know
because they thought she was a fake account.
She was a fake
yeah, that's
account.
What I'm saying. I'm like, get on Raya. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, but
you're too good for these hoes on Bumble.
Let's tell Sharon. I know. Well, that Sharon, was also if you're listening, get on Raya. We'll recommend you.
We'll date
I'll
one
send
of the
you
rescuing
my code
guys.
Or whatever.
Sharon, I don't want you to fight a dog. Yeah. But I think it was that goes kind of goes back to the mom too. Like. Your kid was bullied in school, so you let him watch Basic Instinct and Casablanca is a fine movie, but like Basic Instinct, which is like literally it's a very racy
it's
film.
Porn. It's kid
that's
murder
a lot for
porn.
A 14-year-old.
I mean,
to
not
watch.
Not kid porn. No, not, I mean, I'm just saying because we were well, I was like young when it came out. Yeah. And I remember like sneak watching
it's
it.
It's murder porn for kids,
getting all horned up, and then she killed people. And I was like, oh wait, no, yeah. Maybe I shouldn't be liking this. You know, like it's confusing for a
and
kid.
And then you can quit cigarettes, but you can't quit killing.
Yeah, I mean
it is a good movie, but
do we think that the cops dropped the, I mean like do we think that like with all these factors and with all these people like telling them stuff like well, they also kind
I
of
guess,
were
I don't know
and also
sloppy.
It was an interesting thing too where you hear a lot of cases kind of with Mormon and stuff like that where the internet is more of a kind of just a white noise swishing machine of a lot of over information that might is just kind of speculation and stuff like that.
True.
Yeah.
And this Facebook group, despite being kind of like a lot and intense and they did some spirals. Like they had a lot of accurate
knew,
information.
Yeah, they found out
they
where
found out
he,
where he
lived.
Yeah.
I love
just
that
by
they had
dropping
all those,
the
like,
little man on yeah. like the Google
I
know. Maps.
I couldn't believe they had all like the folders and subfolders. Like these people were hella organized.
I don't even
can
have that for my taxes.
With my life?
Yeah.
Yeah, truly.
Literally, I'm like, I need body moving to file my taxes.
Yeah. Do we think a little bit about the state of these people's well-being?
You know,
yeah,
because well, it's a lot to be obsessed.
I do like
with finding a cat murder. It's a lot. It's a,
body
it's a
moving was like
trait.
She was kind of she could like bird's eye view herself, being like, I have to go to my fucking bosses. I'm a computer. I'm like this high power job, and tell them when I go home from work, I try to find a fucking cat killer in my free time. So I feel like
you think she was a little bit aware of like how crazy it was.
She was.
We do all
that. We all have
things.
That person, like that influencer that we're so obsessed with, and we Instagram stalk so much, and it's just sort of like what's going on here. Yeah.
I Jessica Simpson stalk sometimes. I'm just happy with how
I was looking at Rachel Platten last night because I'm like, what happened to Fight
yeah,
Song?
Yeah, what happened to her?
She has a what happened? I'm like Hillary Clinton's what happened? She's like Fight Song played all the time.
yeah.
She has a like children's book out and she's pregnant. So honestly, good
oh,
for
good
her.
Oh, good for her. Go Rachel.
I don't even know what to say about these Facebook people. I totally forgot. So we're good.
But it's an interesting choice to make in your life.
Yeah. Well,
that,
I also
like,
feel
do you think
like
you just go too deep into it that they're like, well,
yes.
I guess I have to
well,
see
and
how this
you
ends.
You know what's interesting too, because oh, you feel you know? Like that happens a lot with like kids on the internet. They get so obsessed with things and they're like, oh, the dark web. You're always like, oh my God, these teenagers look out. And like you, a lot of these things start with children, but all these people had like full-time jobs. They were like adults getting very caught up in the internet.
But guys, like, don't we do this with our cases? We just know when to put a stop to it because there's no information.
I mean, also that is true.
If I was researching Maura Murray and then I found a lead, like I'm in till the end. Like if you kept finding stuff, you would keep going until the bitter end.
You want, and I mean, it's like, yeah.
And if Maura was messaging the group
exactly like I would be seeing this shit
I'd be in like, you're right
I'd quit my job it's
also,
over
guys,
you're
we
right.
have a Facebook group where if someone gave us information right now we'd be all in
yeah
you're right no
and also
okay.
thinking, like, internet
right.
is escapism and it's like people they're looking for a way to get away from their day-to-day life and
you're right and then things that they're interested yeah. in and obviously or you know essentially I guess you're right I guess what they're doing is not different than like fighting for a cause you believe yeah. in because they really no. believed in
I mean it must have taken a lot of hours
cats.
But
oh
yeah.
my God yeah that's what it's so much time
yeah I mean I also will say about the police I don't really blame them for not taking these people seriously
yeah.
at first because
yeah.
nowadays, like, everyone's in a Facebook group for every random interest. In 2010, Facebook groups were not a thing.
And it's
they were of the, kind of a thing where it's like, ew, I'm still in this group. I don't know why.
And
unlike.
And if you had a person who's like, I live in Las Vegas with this person in Washington that I was talking to, we collaborated together and we said
and you're
that.
You're in Canada.
We had Luke a Google Manata, Map
yeah,
thing.
We depixelized it because if you look at the cigarettes
he's and they're like, he's sending us things.
That was those parts I'm like, they're examining the
vacuum.
I would never think of that.
Oh, and she body moving went, body unless moving, I got thought, her body moving yeah. and found a vacuum. I was like,
unless I thought Robbie was cheating on me, then I'd be like,
oh, yeah, fucking Knuckles, CSI.
The hairs in your sweater.
Then
different.
I would Kristen Doty it up. Yeah, I would. I would hack into a phone. She should have been on this case.
Oh my God, yes. Kristen would have found him Kristen, in like a minute.
And she would have like stolen his cigarettes, burned the cigarette on
him. Yeah, I think any woman that thought
stolen
that
his credit cards.
Yeah. They were cheated on would have been like, okay, here we go.
It's interesting. I was wondering too. I mean, obviously they didn't get into it because it was not part of it. But when Body Movement and John met for the first time, I was like, ooh.
I was hoping for a love story.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
That'd
not,
be so
though.
Cute. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was funny because she said something. He straight just like shut her down at the end. Like,
what do you mean?
I think she was like, oh, I don't think something like this. And he's like, well, I think so. Like it was like something like they totally like negated something that she said. And then they were like, okay, we'll have coffee.
Like, okay, have coffee at a diner in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So random.
And then, you know what I didn't? I mean, I guess it was the theatrics of it. I feel like, because that was the one thing I will say, and I'm sure.
It was a really dramatic ass
every documentary doesn't butter up, but like guides the people that they're interviewing to like answer questions a specific way. But they had Body Movement like reading dramatic monologues for Tish NYU. Like, because she was just like, and then like the camera cut. She's like, and then I wondered, are you complicit? And I'm
she
like,
was great, honestly.
She was great. She was a
yes.
true character.
They really right coached now. Her so well.
It's 11:01. I would take a Jaegerbomb shot with her right now. Let me tell you that. I'm down for Body Movement.
Do you guys want to be Body Movement for Halloween?
Wait, what do we even do?
You wear a wig.
You wear a wig and you just say hair. Like, and I just go, Las
and
Vegas.
And just go, I'm fucking serious. She said fucking a lot, so I related to her.
That's great.
I was like, this is what I was like, this is what I sound like when I talk. I was like watching her being
I'll
like,
I'll go as the vacuum.
Yeah. And I'll be rescuing. You punching a puppy?
Yeah. Oh my God, you guys, this is so inappropriate. I'm sorry.
It's guys, do a vegan week.
Is it any better than the people who went as like Rajneesh and what's her name for Halloween?
Oh,
Sheila.
Oh, you mean like
from Wild Wild Country?
Me and Robbie were Wild Wild Country
See,
2 years ago.
I think it's hilarious.
Stop it. Stop it.
But
stop
I can't
it.
Be
we just were all maroon.
I'm just
we
saying,
like,
I think it's hilarious.
Well, that's like, didn't Mandy Moore had a bachelorette party that theme?
Wild Wild Country themed?
I fit.
No, that's
her
stop.
And people all dressed up. And she's like, what?
Stop.
She's
wait,
like, well,
that's so bleak for a bachelorette.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a bachelorette because I think she is divorced, but something like that. Or maybe it was Halloween.
Oh my God.
If anyone keeps tabs on Mandy Moore's Instagram, you know the Instagram. They were all like California, like a Napa area, and they all dressed up as.
And Wild they all were in maroon?
Yeah.
I have a picture like that on that's my hilarious. Instagram, you guys. But we know I like cults.
I'm just saying. It's a vacuum. It's a lady in a documentary. It's okay. It's
a guy who
beats up cats.
Listen, Wild Wild Country, they did some amazing. Amazing shit there. They made a whole society. They had animals that came from nothing.
They
glad you finished that sentence.
They had animals that came. End of sentence.
Also, you're like now like clutching.
Oh, because now I feel like, yeah, I'm like clutching the microphone because I'm like, wait, we're not supposed to dress up like Wild Wild Country.
Yeah, I would have
thought.
Oh my God. I'm going to dress up as a vacuum if you can dress up as Wild Wild Country. Oh, I think God. It's equally also, fine.
I can't wait for in 7 months from now, oh, Casey God. To dress up as Body Movement. And you're like, wait, you don't remember her from the Cat documentary?
You don't remember her fake Facebook alter ego?
And they're like,
ego?
Do you mean Judi Dench from Cats?
I'm like, yes. What if I went as...
Don't fuck with cats movie.
Stop. That's
now,
fucked
that
up.
That is a costume I can
good,
get with.
But so
guys,
bad.
But
oh.
So bad. I wore cat ears and a black wig with bangs and a black t-shirt and eyeliner. And I was...
Girl had eyeliner. Body, I also love there's so memories. Much of her like Kim Kardashian driving. Like they use the same camera crew from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, like for the driving shots, because it's just her like staring out on the strip. Like,
yeah, that was unnecessary.
I'd keep tabs on Body Moving. She was on Instagram. I need to look
she's
that up.
She's still probably. I mean, did either of you guys look up if she's still on Facebook?
We should have. Should we do that now?
Do it.
I'm curious.
Body Moving.
I don't know.
Body Moving. Body it was movie. So funny. Remember at the beginning, they're like, sing the song. She's like, I'm not singing the song for
oh, yeah.
you.
She's like, you guys can buy the rights. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, girlfriend knows her fucking shit.
I love that.
Is she there? But let's it's is it an M-O? It wasn't an M-O-O-V-I-N.
Sure was. Yeah. And body, like B-A-U-D-Y, oh, yeah, right?
Body moving.
I feel like there's so many fake, like so many people trying to be her now.
I know. She probably has a million.
Oh, no.
Damn it. We should have thought about this earlier.
I remember wanting to do it during the documentary, but I was too like.
Because like this, but I don't know if that's real or not.
That was her face.
That looks, I know that, that was her like face, but.
What also was that picture of?
I thought it was Joan Jett.
Is it?
I thought.
It looks a little also okay. Like Linda Perry.
Oh, yeah.
A bit, but.
Okay.
Well, we maybe found her, so that's we'll cool. So what did you guys think, like, overall of the doc?
Well, again, I'm just like, I'm really happy that I knew a bit about the story, so I knew how gruesome it was going to get. But I still kind of was a little disturbed by, even though they didn't show the end of the videos, just knowing that there is an ending to the videos.
And they did show the dead, like, petrified cats, and he was, like, playing with them like dolls, which was pretty gross.
And I really didn't like, and it is really, it's always a little unsettling when you see, you know, for their, the footage of him and June walking to his room and knowing what was about to happen in there. Oh, that was another creepy part. Remember that he had the poster, the same poster up above the bub, exactly like,
to give a clue.
But like, part of me, I was like, are you guys reaching? Like, everybody has a poster.
Well, that was
bed.
Also when body movement was like, now I know what the quote means. Don't look in the mirror. Don't go on Facebook. I'm like, body.
Huh? No. What?
Body,
the quote that was written in his closet.
It's like, I don't
right?
like my if you don't like the reflection, don't look in the mirror. Yeah. I don't care. And she like interpreted that to like talk about her. And I'm like, what?
that's
it's very much like when you're going through a breakup and you're like, Taylor Swift wrote this about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know that that was, I think that was, I went in most grossed out and like terrified of the cats. But I left just being like, this poor student who didn't even like, isn't really getting justice now, not getting a lot of like respect in the afterlife, and like his friend, and like his friend talking, and then the video of his funeral really hit
me. That the fact that they literally put that as a footnote while he was talking about how it was a footnote, I was like, damn, you did this guy dirty, Netflix.
I think we also, I can't believe we just forgot to talk about this, Luke Magnotta, engaged.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? What in the actual
fuck? But also, why are we surprised? Because
is it to a man or a woman, by the way? It's to a,
I don't know.
Do we know? I know that we saw that he was engaged, and I know we got updates in the thing.
I'm also like, are you guys even shocked because like Jodi Arias is engaged? Like any of these murderers who get notoriety will find creepy ass fans who will propose and get engaged to them in prison.
Yeah, who will be like, true. Nobody knows the real him. He's a nice guy. Yeah. He's a nice guy, you know, that fucking killed kittens and dismembered and fucked a dead body.
Yes, Ted Bundy did the same shit minus the cats. Yeah. That we, it's
not
like, who's surprised?
Good guys.
No, we're not surprised. Go back on Bumble. Find some non-murderers, please.
He is engaged to a fellow prisoner, Anthony Jolin.
Okay.
Ah, plot twist.
Plot twist, for sure.
He has a life sentence for killing someone from prison. So,
oh my God, a love story.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think he's befriending Lucas so he could kill him?
That's what I'm wondering.
I wouldn't be mad about it.
I mean, you can't be.
I'm surprised. Yeah. I can't, yeah.
They said they won't have to worry about that because there'd be no, like, they can't legally get married or share a cell or have a honeymoon because they're both prisoners.
I would never expect them to have a honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
Well, that's my favorite.
Fuck has the balls to ask for a honeymoon. They'd be like, listen, I know we murdered like a few people between us and, you know, fucked with some cats, but like Tahiti?
Oh my
question mark?
Like, yeah, they're going to fucking Bali.
Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Sarah, that's by a band called The Beach Boys.
Thank you. I know that one. I listen to music. I just don't watch movies.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Put some respect on my name.
Yeah, okay, Basic Instinct.
Put some respect on my name.
I will after you watch Sex and the City.
Wait, but that's hilarious that they needed to clarify that they were not going to have a honeymoon.
And we all thought that they would get furlough to be able to.
That was the son, so those are the same people that interviewed him in the thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, the son. That was so random.
So, wait, he's in jail in Canada.
Yes.
And like
which Canadian prison is like probably our hotels. Like,
also,
let's be real.
Just a quick rewind because we briefly mentioned it and then we just kind of forgot to talk about it because there's so many weird parts of the story. At one point, he's I mean, he clearly started the rumor. We mentioned that the Carla and Paul
Homolka. What a fucking idiot.
Like, at one point, it was linked that they were dating, and he was like, I can't believe that. But it's like, bitch, you definitely did it. Like, like the fact that he linked himself to the most infamous serial killer, or most infamous killer at that time in Canada, who people hated. It's like, and buddy, also, know your audience. Like,
nobody was saying that.
And yeah. I'm pretty sure I remember correctly, she got married right away. So she was... Because she married someone new.
I remember that.
She married and had kids.
I can't believe a tabloid even ran that story. Like, Canadian Radar Online or whatever it is has really mining for content.
Like, they would use, because she would sell any, because like she's like their most notable killer.
Yeah, it's but just wild. It's like, that's clearly a rumor that you started about yourself to be like, what, who said that?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That's like, we should all start rumors that we're dating famous people.
Honestly,
to get
yeah.
more downloads.
I'd be like, I can't believe people think I'm dating Michael B. Jordan. It's ruining my life.
That's who you would rumor with?
Duh. Ooh,
who would you rumor with?
The entire team of Rescue Inc.
That's an easy one. We could easily do this.
I mean, I'll just start
talking. I'm going to post it on Reddit. And
I'm like, wait, you watch my fiance's documentary? Yeah, don't fuck with the cats.
Oh my God.
Who would you be?
Well, I'd go back in time and date Tim Riggins from Friday Night Lights. I wouldn't date the actor. I'd date the character.
Okay. You would get coverage of that for a different reason.
Yeah.
Local woman says she's dating Tim Riggins. Yeah.
That's like those headlines that's like, woman claims to have sex with 109-year-old ghost.
Oh my God.
I told Remember you that woman? In confidence.
That story was wild. That woman that was like, I have sex with ghosts. Yeah. It's like, okay. We all do, sweetheart.
Yeah.
It's called masturbating.
It's called trauma.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're just dudes you met at a bar named Kyle who don't call you the next day.
Ghosting. Yeah, you had sex with ghosts. Yeah, we all have. They just don't text back. That's so funny.
Also, Danny had this idea that we didn't play at the top, but I thought would be fun now to talk about like our super secret internet browser confessions. I don't know. You had a better name. I forgot.
I called it because I always do it on my phone. I always look up the weird shit on my phone. So I want to call it Super Secret Safari Search History.
Okay.
Like,
you love to hear it.
We love it. The two that I have, they're more so... this is how your year's starting out, because my two are Rachel Platten, because that was sincere.
Yes.
And then how many points in Starbucks iced coffee for Weight Watchers? It's zero.
Isn't it just, yeah, it's iced
but
coffee.
But I never know. You never know. Because I've been duped before, because I used to get their matcha lattes. Turns out they're 80 grams of sugar.
Ooh.
And that's why I'm in leggings. So,
I think matcha tastes like dead fish.
It does, but it's supposed to be.
I need to try a good one. Well, I got to go to like one of those like matcha
The Starbucks
bars.
One is good because it's only sugar. So.
I was going to say, no, they Perfect. Taste, if you go to a good matcha place, it'll taste even more like fish.
Because that's good. But it makes you feel, it really does make you feel so good after.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Ass body moving. Do you guys have search history?
I search, this is not, don't make it weird. I search celebrity kids a lot. Like, I like to see what their kids look like. I'm just very interested to see what two people make. So like, I'm constantly trying to find out what Maya Rudolph's kids look like.
Are there two like gorgeous people that live together?
She's got like four or five kids.
No, wow. Respect to her for keeping them out of the spotlight.
Her mom was so talented.
Yeah. I look up celebrity kids a lot. I look up, you know what I Google a lot? I don't know if food's bad or not. So I'll be like, my zucchini's wet. And people are like, toss it.
Like, how many days can this be open? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, how long does leftover this stay good? Like, and everyone's it's not.
If I
it wasn't
this,
ever
I die?
Good.
Yeah, they're like, no, we don't know.
Yeah, a lot of that. What about you?
Okay, I am not good at thinking of stuff on the spot. Initially, when Sean, our producer, told me about this game, I was like, I know the weirdest internet rabbit hole I found myself down. It's a lot darker than yours. So, okay.
What's darker than trying to lose weight? And Googling a one-hit wonder.
I'll tell you.
What's darker than wet zucchini?
Not much.
Thank you.
Okay, my internet search history rabbit hole story was I was dating this guy one time, and he kind of mentioned that he'd been to jail but was doing it in like a very secretive way, and I knew he wouldn't tell me why.
What is your Hinge setting?
So literally, okay, this was a long time ago. This was like 5 years ago. So I was like, I knew he wouldn't tell me, but I was like, I need to know like who I'm dating. So I Googled like every Georgia county plus public arrest records and like to try to find what his deal was. I didn't find his mugshot, but I found his dad's. And I was like, oh shit, this
who
is dark.
Was hotter?
They look exactly the same.
Who wore it better?
I don't know because I didn't find his mugshot. Then come to find out later, this guy went to he spent a night in jail because he was drunk. And I was like, oh my God, you made it sound like you were a fucking drug lord or like mass murderer. Oh, and now I've dug up your family's skeletons.
And now I know too much for us literally. To even
like,
date.
Now I can't go to Thanksgiving dinner because all
I'll
bring
up. I can never meet your dad now. So
oh
that's my
God,
story.
You're
Sarah.
Like, well, you're in luck because my dad's in prison.
Is that the biggest? Is that the biggest rabbit hole you've ever gone on?
Oh yeah, that took me a while.
Do you have a good rabbit hole story?
Ooh, a rabbit hole story. I get like I fall down. I don't know if you guys are like this. I go down wiki
YouTube.
Spirals.
Oh, I go YouTube
so
spirals.
Fast where I'll click on where I'm like, oh, what is? Oh, I like this song. Who's it by? Oh. This song has this producer. Who does this producer produce? Oh, this producer also produced Jessica Simpson's music. Oh, Jessica Simpson. Oh, she's doing a shoe line. Boom, boom, boom. Then it's 3 a.m.
Then
and I'm
you
watching
got like
Chicken
five shoes from Just Fab or whatever.
Legitimately.
Yeah. I spiral a lot with YouTube stuff where like I'll watch all of the One Direction auditions from America's Got Talent.
I like a home tour. I do home tour ones a lot. Like the
I like a good
Refinery
home tour.
Refinery 29 does these like sweet digs because I'm always like, how do these bitches afford these apartments? And those I could watch.
And then
for
it's always like, I get by with a $3 billion salary and a $10 million loan for my parents. That's, every Refinery 29.
Oh,
shit.
And those money diaries things. Like, yes. Well, I am fortunate that I have no loans and I don't have to pay rent because my parents helped me out. I'm like,
yeah,
okay, well, what am I
and my salary is $100,000, but I'm just getting by with my avocado toast that I get from Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Every single week in that fucking column it's is like much. Ridiculous. They should just call it like rich people diaries.
Mm-hmm.
Stop
rich
calling
bitch.
It.
Yeah.
Come to my house where I'm like, these throw pillows are from Marshalls.
This one
so
I got
much.
For free from Society 6.
Yes, yeah. I like my Society 6 one.
I do. I love my Society 6 ones on my couch.
Yeah.
Good pillows.
That's fun. That's a fun game.
I know.
So
send us your
super secret rabbit holes or super secret safari searches. I mean, obviously, if it's like, you know, you're Googling some weird shit.
Don't show us what you're looking up on private mode.
Keep it. But
we don't need to see your porn preferences.
I was about to say
that.
No, we can go. Yeah, if you're doing tentacle porn, no thanks.
No,
but,
good for you.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Google it on your own time.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Google it on your own time, Sarah.
Not on Betches HQ's dime, Sarah.
I'm going to do it on the work Wi-Fi. That's what I'm doing today.
I love this game. Super secret safari search. Me too.
And then
I love it.
Make sure you guys, the live show. We're almost sold out, so get your tickets.
And there's links in all the bios.
All the bios.
You can also just Google Brooklyn Pop.
I just Googled not another
cash festival.
That. You could try that. It might not work.
There's a lot of extra sounds there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I would just Google like not another true crime live show. That's what I did. So I always get the link to send to my parents because they're like, where is it again? I'm like,
are your parents coming?
Yeah, my parents are coming.
Yay. Oh, hell yeah.
Sarah's parents will come.
Your parents aren't coming?
My mom is going to say, because she's like, Brooklyn, because from Jersey, but she doesn't want to come.
First of all, well, my mom, no, she's not allowed anywhere
Barb
near
isn't
me.
Coming?
Fuck no, Barb's not coming. Know, and my dad's in Australia.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's what I told her. I was like, Mom, you can come, but when I get on stage, I don't know what I say, so yeah, be warned.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I really want to do Pinot Grigio shots with all you guys. I want to see you and take pictures.
I don't plan on leaving. I'm going to be sitting there drinking for a while.
I'm bringing a sleeping bag. We live there.
Yeah.
I live at Union Hall at the end of January.
Yeah.
And then after that, she lives at Mohegan Sun.
And then after that, oh my God, yes, which I saw two fans that, I'm so sorry, I forget your names, but they saw me at a show and they came up to me. They're like, why aren't you at Mohegan Sun? I was like, touche.
That's so funny. Touché. Do you have any shows coming up at Mohegan Sun or other places?
I don't actually. I was supposed to work the weekend of my birthday and they had to switch headliners, which is really funny. Because it's so funny because the last two times I was supposed to be there, the dates actually got, I was supposed to be there this past weekend and then I was supposed to be there the weekend of my birthday next month. And they both got canceled. So I should have some coming up soon when we find dates that work.
Wait, okay. And also because next week you're doing a charity show, right?
Oh, yeah. Wait, on the 16th.
That'll be, that's this week.
Then. There's Thursday the 16th. I am doing a charity show with the Girls Gotta Eat. They're raising money for Australia. It's going to be at Chelsea Music Hall. It will probably sell out. Those girls have rabid fans and they're fun. But it's a wonderful show. Nikki Glaser's on it. Jared Fried, Mr. Betches.
Send us. Let's go.
Go to it.
Yeah, let's go. It's in Chelsea.
My friend Mike Cannon, who's amazing, is on it. And I think there's one more person, or maybe and Francis Ellis.
Barstool guy.
Yeah. So it's going to be. I feel very. You know, I feel hashtag blessed to be on this lineup.
That is a good lineup.
Yeah. Also, it's a really good lineup. Yeah. I'm super excited.
And I mean, it's fucking insane. I mean, yeah.
Awesome. Come. And if you go say hi to me, please don't leave. Say hi.
Yeah. Danny, do you have anything?
Not coming up now, but I'm definitely going to go to that show.
Yeah, let's go. Let's talk about this after.
Because I want to help, because it's a great way to, like, it's such a fun way to donate. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to donate 100% of the proceeds. So
love it.
Do you have anything coming up, Sarah?
Well, I was on the At Betches podcast, so check that out. It's
You were on your other friend's podcast too, right? Chanel, I saw that you posted.
Oh yeah, this was, we recorded it a while ago, but finally it came out. My friend Chanel Omari, she was on this amazing Bravo show called Princesses Long Island, like in 2013. Right. Danny knows what I'm talking about. Casey's like, I cannot believe this existed.
Because that's what I'm like. How was I not on that show?
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I lived here then. If I lived on the East Coast, I would have watched it.
Actually live, like, we're from the same town where a lot of, like, where this was based, so that's kind of how we bonded. Because I was 2013, I was like, how old was I was in college, so
you were doing other stuff,
you were googling other stuff. Dates to see their prison records.
yeah you were going down Georgia records.
You're not that far.
Georgia rule. Yeah. Oh great.
Georgia Fulton County.
Georgia rule. Wow. Yeah.
And then, like, always Am I the Asshole podcast Mondays. If you liked mine and Casey's, like, spicy energy at the end of last episode, I do that way more.
That was my favorite of the DM. Like, is everybody okay?
And I was like, hot. Yeah, we're fine, but fuck you, Scott Peterson.
Yeah, we got hot. I liked somebody was like, feel the tension.
I know.
It's like, what you said, we talk about it like real people talk about it. I think they're,
that's normal.
And certain things cause certain.
Tentacle porn goes there sometimes.
Tentacle porn. Why?
Why
is this the new damp couch?
I know.
Girl, because after some tentacle porn, the couch is going to be damp.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, we're ending the episode. Right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Just kidding. Follow Casey, K-Space B.
Yep.
Danny, Cashmere Danny with a K. Me, Sarah F. Carter. Podcast, NATC Pod. Rate, review, subscribe. Did I cover it?
Hillary Duff deserves the world.
Live show. Hillary Duff deserves the world. And don't kill anyone. Bye.
Not Another True Crime Podcast is hosted by Casey Balsham,
Danny Murphy,
and Sarah Levine.
Our editor is Mike Coscarelli.
Our podcast managers are Sean Kilby and Mike Coscarelli.
Social media by Sarah Levine.
Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at NATC Pod on Instagram.
Betches.